Well, hey guys, welcome back to our bonus episode series, In Lieu of the Dance. That's right, the Dental Assistant National Conference for Excellence. And I have a rock star on with us today. Bree, can you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hey everyone, this is Brian Clark. You can call me Bree. We're going to get to know each other here in a few weeks at the conference. I'm super excited. And thank you so much, Rhonda, for your time today.
So, okay, what will you be doing at the conference?
I'm going to be at the conference as your host and MC, and I am super excited to kind of bring my energy and match it along with everyone else's energy there. It's going to be an amazing event. We're going to have a good time. We're going to keep things relaxed. We're going to learn. We're going to laugh and just meet friends and network, and it's just going to be an awesome time. I can't wait to bring it.
I love that, you know, because every event that has an MC, like what your credentials look like, it's guaranteed to be fun-filled. Like Jules tells me a little bit about you here and there. Like, so what's your background story? Like, what was your evolution in this crazy industry we call dentistry?
Yes, life in dentistry. So I would say my background can be pretty long-winded of a story, so I'll do my best to summarize it. I've been in dentistry about 15 years now, and it's definitely been a roller coaster. I happened to begin my journey on the assistant side, and I started off in a very small general practice, and I, you know, thought I knew a whole lot because someone showed me how to place topical and sterilize some instruments. I'm like, oh yeah, I got this. And then a little bit later, some things, some feelers out there, I happened to land into an oral surgery practice, and I became an oral surgery assistant. And that's when I learned, like, I don't really know a whole lot, but I was trained on the job, put a lot of time in, I'd say 6 or 7 years. And then the birth of my son happened, and over maternity leave, I started kind of putting feelers out there for the next journey. And not that giving, you know, becoming a first-time mom and having crazy hormones, I just decided to, let me just start a new career. And I started commuting about an hour from home and started a completely new job that was oral surgery in the morning and then general dentist in the afternoon. And all over again, I'm thinking, I thought I knew what I was doing and I'm not. So that was about 9 years ago, and I am in Frederick, Maryland. I continued training. I went to school again for my expanded functions. I became licensed, and I also went to Las Vegas many, many, many times and did advanced training in dentistry. So I really had a journey, and I always joke it could be a Hallmark movie. But lo and behold, years later, after doing the expanded function with the practice I'm at now, I am actually now the practice manager. And so that threw me for a whole whirlwind for the last 6 years or so. So I've been in every facet of the practice and a lot of different facets of, you know, specialties and generals and advanced trainings and really a whole lot. So that's a small snippet about me, and it's been a journey for sure, but it's exciting, it's rewarding, and I definitely eat, sleep, and breathe dentistry, and I love it.
I love that. I love that you love it. Shows. Okay, so here, okay, we have to dive into this a little bit. So you're the practice manager. What size is the practice? Like how many employees are you, you know, wrangling, or I don't know.
Well, we are a small practice. I have two general dentists, but I even hate to use the word general because there's nothing about our practice general. Like, we do it all, anywhere from TMJ therapies and Botox and full mouth reconstruction implants. I mean, we have the CT. So I don't like using the word general because we're a very advanced practice, but we have a team of 9 here, and it's definitely a lot to juggle with managing everyone, dealing with the patients, and just being on top of everything from SEO to patient experiences and all that there is behind the scenes. But again, it's definitely something I'm passionate about. I care about my team. I care about my doctors. And of course, the patients and the practice is just very rewarding. It's a lot to be the wizard behind the curtain, as I say, but it's definitely worth it when I have such an amazing team and doctors to work with every day.
I love that. And you know what? I have to commend you because I don't know that I could ever make that transition like you did, just because.
It was a shocker. It was a shocker.
The time that I've spent up front, I'm like, your balls are always in the air. You've literally, there is no end and beginning.
Right.
You know,
the job never stops.
Yeah, there's always stuff left to do for tomorrow. Like, I actually like the fact that in the back, like when my schedule's over, everything's restocked, everything's shut down and cleaned, and all my checklists are done. Like, I get to call it a day. Like, you guys, you're superheroes for sure.
Well, I can tell you, for about the first 2 years that I was transitioning into management, I was super convinced that, well, I can still keep my hands in assisting and I can do some of the management tasks. So I was trying to just keep my hands in both areas. And, you know, I was doing well juggling what I was, but it became obvious somewhat quickly that I really just needed to gravitate fully into the management side of things. So a lot of the procedures and advanced things that we were doing, I definitely, you know, passed that baton. I taught and trained other team members to be able to provide those same procedures and assist with those things with the doctors. I made procedure guides and really everything, but I was able to eventually step away from that because I was definitely overdoing it. But
yeah,
I still definitely try to dabble with the clinical side of things when I can. But I've taken that passion clinically, you know, the excitement of the challenges and the problem solving, and I had to find my challenges administrative-wise because I go from clinical, you know, finding things to feel rewarded with, you know, oh, this patient had, you know, they came in looking like this and now they're leaving like that. Or I just made this patient, you know, feel comfortable and can get their treatment done. So I had to kind of go then to the administrative side. I'm like, you want me to take all these insurance checks and read the EOBs and we have to do what? Like, what's SEO? Why do I have to do marketing? So I needed to find something challenging and rewarding. So that for me became case presentations and the treatment planning process and systems and protocols. So I'm very super passionate about the case presentation side because that allows me to take all my clinical knowledge and all the knowledge and background I know of my doctors and team and kind of just put that together and deliver an excellent presentation and get a great case acceptance here. And that's one of my biggest passions is still working with the patients, but on the side of things with the case presentations and whatnot. So that's my joy. That's my baby.
Well, having that clinical background is invaluable because I've seen so many people struggle, you know, a patient presents and says, you know, why is this first on the list instead of down here when I came in and talk about number 8? You actually have the ability to say, you know what, your doctor was able to go through your entire treatment plan and we want to put out the biggest fires first so that we can get you in a great oral health state. And, you know, it's just being able to use that communication skill that you learn in the clinical side. And instead of like having to confuse the patient, like you can literally, it's such a great thing to have. It really is. Like if I had no knowledge of dentistry whatsoever and I went in and they gave me a comprehensive exam and the person in charge of my case, you know, that's supposed to be there to answer my questions and help me doesn't know the answers, like I would feel less secure.
Right. Questioning things, for sure.
Buying, you know, a $30,000 treatment plan.
Right. And that's why I'm like so thankful for the journey I've had. I mean, I have had all the horror stories you can as an employee. I've had the terrible doctors, the horrible bosses, the misery, the I don't want to go to work. And I've had the coworkers that are just, you know, tarred on your back and to make your life miserable. Like I've had the hills and the valleys in my journey. And that's why I'm so joyful for where I'm at and what I can do and what I know, because where I've been, where I've come from, where I'm at, and how I can use that for my patients, my practice and my team. That's just why I'm always just so passionate and so happy to do what I do every day, because I've definitely been through it and where it's been worth it. The journey has been worth it. It's definitely allowed me to apply it to what I'm doing every day. And I love that. And that's what I like to share with others as well.
Which is why you're going to be at the dance, right? Because
yes,
you're going to help.
I'm going to be sharing that. Yes.
Well, I mean, I just think about that one dental assistant who has a practice that is struggling to find an office manager or somebody in an administrative role. And that dental assistant is interested in it, but doesn't know where to start. But now they get to meet you in person and get tips and pointers and feedback and you know, little action plans that would help get them rolling. Like, because, you know, everybody wants a mentor. Everybody.
Yes, for sure. And that's definitely what people are going to walk away with. The friendships, the networking, you know, finding people with things in common of, you know, hey, you're going through the same thing I'm going through, or this has happened to you, or, you know, tell me how you've handled this. Tell me how you've learned from that. So I could definitely say, been there, done that, and, you know, let me help you through it. So I would love to talk to anybody. If anyone has a situation or question, or definitely come and talk to me, because if we can't find time at the conference, you know, we'll definitely stay in contact and we'll get you some resources and get you answers and get you some solutions.
I love it. And that's what it's all about. Bree, okay, one more question. What made you decide to be part of the Dental Assistant National Conference for Excellence?
It took about 3 seconds for me to make that decision. Jules just happened to throw that out there, that she wants to, you know, put this event together and have this amazing, groundbreaking event. And it was just a no-brainer for me. Like, dental assistants, yes, we need a conference. We need that organization. We need to get together. We need to have something just like every other dental professional has. So when she reached out to me and said this was her plan, this is what she was doing, I was like, oh my, I certainly want to be a part of this. Like, I don't even have words. Super excited. And then I was very flattered when she said, you know, asking me to be the host and the MC. So definitely have a few little jitters, but anyone that's coming and meeting me, you're going to learn very quickly that, you know, I have a sense of humor. We're going to laugh. Don't take me too seriously. Don't take life too seriously. We're going to have a good time. We're going to learn. We're going to get down to business, but we're also going to definitely have a good time. So I'm super pumped.
Well,
and that's
why
I want to be in. I want to be there for sure. I'm super excited to support Julie and everything that she's done. Like, I want everyone to know and understand, like, the work behind the scenes that she's had to do and to put into this event. So I'm looking forward to seeing this unfold. Like, I can't even imagine the energy that's going to be there for all of us. If doctors haven't signed their assistants up, they need to. People need to be there. If you're not there, you need to see this online. You have to, like, be there in some form or fashion. Do not miss out.
No, do not miss out. And you know, just surrounding yourself with other like-minded people, regardless of what industry you're in, it is a game changer. Because, I mean,
sure,
it pumps you up, it gets you motivated, makes you want to do more, be more, want more. And the whole idea, like, I feel better when I am better. Does that make sense, Bree?
Yes.
Like, I feel better.
100%, yes.
Better. And part of
being, we don't want to go home at the end of the day and feeling like, you know, we didn't contribute or it doesn't matter. We're just feeling burned out and stressed out every day, all day. That's just no way to be. This profession offers so much. And if you're not being utilized to your full potential, or if you're not happy where you are or doing what you are doing, you're going to see by all the different people that you meet, all the different opportunities or the ways that they're using their skills, you're going to see that there's so much that you could be doing that you don't have to hate your job, hate where you're working, who you're working with. Like, you're going to go back refueled, re-energized, and be able to definitely just change the career path that you're on. So dentistry rocks. Dental assistant rocks.
I totally agree, Bree. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show for this bonus episode. I cannot wait to meet you in person. You guys, Bree is a giant can of awesome sauce, and make sure you just run up to her and give her a giant high five, because anybody, I commend anybody that takes over managing a practice, like, you guys are rock stars.
Thank you. And I'll have all my high fives ready.
Woo-hoo!
People need to show up ready to have a good time and ready to learn and go home refilled.
I love it. Thank you so much, Bree. Have a great day.
You too, Rhonda. Bye. See you soon.
Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to this bonus episode of DA Rockstars. Thank you, Bree, for coming on the show. You're a giant can of awesome sauce. You are a rockstar all day, and I cannot wait till we all get to meet you at the conference. Now remember, guys, if you can't be there in person, you can be there virtually. You can still get your 16 CEs live on Facebook. So go check it out. I will put the link in the show notes. And again, thank you for everyone, all the sponsors, the speakers, all the dental assistants and their dentists for making this event happen. I couldn't be more proud and excited to get to be a part of history. But until next time, keep on suctioning.